It's What's on Tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5 The Tap.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Christopher Cruz in the Washington Bureau. There's been another mass shooting in America, and now there's a manhunt underway in Georgia.
The Henry County Sheriff's Office is now in possession of four murder warrants for Mr. Andrew Longmore.
That's Henry County, Georgia Sheriff Reginald Scandrett, who says Longmore killed four people this morning in a subdivision of the town of Hampton, about 40 miles south of Atlanta. Hampton Police Chief James Turner.
Mr. Longmore shot and killed four residents of the city of Hampton. All four victims are adults. There was three males, one female.
Police haven't said anything about a motive. There's another manhunt underway, this one in Pennsylvania, where the search continues for escaped inmate Michael Burham. Missing more than a week now, they believe he's still in the area because they found small camps that they think show he's surviving in the deep woods. State Police Lieutenant Colonel George Bivens.
We ask that people in this area, either residents or visitors, pay particular attention to small items they may discover missing. A tarp, a blanket, clothing items, lighters or matches, food, etc. from their campsite, storage sheds, and garages.
And now to Southern California, where a brush fire is burning in Riverside County. KCBS-TV reporter Rick Montañez says the Rabbit Fire has burned 4,500 acres and has forced some evacuations.
Rugged terrain, very thick and dry brush. The good news is, we're not seeing very strong winds, but you might be able to hear the crackle of those very hot flames. The fires usually burn much hotter with this very dry brush. And firefighters are also going to be dealing with triple-digit temperatures.
The heat got to the high-profile leader of a Middle Eastern country, says CBS's Wendy Gillette.
In northern Israel, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was hospitalized, saying he suffered dehydration after spending a day at the sea with no hat or water. He says he feels very good, but warned others to take precautions, a common refrain around the world this weekend as the dog days of summer take on new meaning.
Police on Long Island, New York, say they'll continue to investigate a string of killings known as the Gilgo Beach murders. 59-year-old architect Rex Hurman was charged in the deaths of three of the 11 victims last week. More from CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
Investigators say they recovered Hurman's DNA from a pizza crust he threw away in New York City and matched it to hair found with the victims' bodies. They say he was also linked to burner phones used to arrange meetings.
We're continuing to execute search warrants, and we anticipate getting more evidence.
In all, police have recovered the remains of 11 people near Gilgo Beach.
This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
If you're
in the market,
you have a
piano, but if you can play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh,
oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Yes.
Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I'll take you back again if you give me everything. And if everything's anything, I want it all. Take you back again if you give me everything. And if everything's anything, I want it all. I'll take you back again if you give me everything. And if everything's anything, then I want it all. I'll take you back again if you give me everything. And if everything's anything, then I want it all. Put your hands up, put your hands up. If you're innocent, we can. Put your hands up, put your hands up. If you're innocent, we can.
mean, if everything's anything, then I want it all. I'll take you back again if you give me everything. And if everything's anything, then I want it all. Put your hands up, put your hands up. Hit a landslide and fell into place. Spending most of my days looking for a new way, having a feeling day and the blood I've seen.
Nielsen and the Rusted Hearts on Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
That's
we are local music. I played that for you.
Thank
that
you. You know I love them dearly.
I know you do.
They're just a good bunch of guys.
Incredible musicians that are going to get to see.
That was High Street. We're going to hands up for the double dip for the 7 o'clock hour. Jimmy K, rocker Terry Barr with you. The three of us are back together in the studio on a Saturday
my family.
Night. Yeah, we are like family.
Yeah.
Rocker, what's coming up here in the show in the next few minutes or so?
Oh, boy, Jimmy, let's see. We still have Frank Martin Bush from Frankie. And the Names. Let's see. Chris O'Rupenthal. He'll be talking all kinds of crazy guitar, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. Porky's Groove Machine. We'll be talking to them from Minneapolis. They'll be coming out for Atwood Fest.
Oh, boy.
And,
oh, boy.
And Max Inc. Heavy at 10 p.m., Jimmy. And Tommy Drums from Snotfest at the Crucible. He's going to be talking all about the gooey substances.
Oh, I can't wait to hear it.
Essential Last Crack coming up. Hey, so Atwood Fest, the Sugar Maple stage. That's going to be a cool stage. We were talking about it off air. Very, very cool set of musicians playing there.
There is, Jimmy. And so the Sugar Maple stage will actually start off in the daytime from 12 to 3 o'clock with some of the kids or younger bands. And then from 3 to 6, or look at the schedule, the times there that it ends different on each day, they'll have a Sugar Maple concert series, which is bluegrassy type bands. There's a lot of cool bands. Joel Patterson is going to be playing.
Jane He's Hobson. Incredible. Yeah, look
Jane
at that.
Hobson
these
and
names.
The Kids at Rock. Katie Powderly and the Bluegrass Boys.
Wow.
Piper Road Spring Band, which is, you know, they're like legendary. And then, of course, Tony Castaneda's Mambo Combo, which is pretty cool.
We're going to play some Tony in just a second.
Oh, good. And don't discount the kids, I want to say to everybody.
No.
We just had the Mama's finalist announcement party, and some of the kids from the Madison Music Foundry played.
Slash!
Oh, my gosh. Everybody was looking at each other like, who is this, and where did they come from?
Yeah.
You know, they were incredible, and of course, you know, they've got some amazing instructors who are in their own bands.
Right.
So when you see these kids, you're looking at the future of the music scene wherever they may end up, and it's pretty exciting.
You know, if I remember, wasn't Geology Club at Atwood Fest last year on the Sugar Maple stage?
They did.
And now look at
Jimmy.
Them.
They won Rockconson this year.
Yes, they did.
Shout out to Waukesha West High School.
Yeah, absolutely.
And this year we kind of have a little we're we decided to play a little fun on a theme, so we're going to say Kids That Rock. So it's kind of the kids of people that we've known in our music scene for many years. So Derek Remnarius of Old Soul Society, and then, of course, Dan Hobson from Killdozer. So Dan Hobson's daughter is Jane Hobson, and
Amazing.
She brings her band. And then Derek's daughter sings for Charlie Boy.
And these bands are no slouches. We know this
they're
for
good.
A fact. Yeah, they
at
are
Woodfest.com if you want to get the full band lineup.
Mm-hmm.
One other exciting thing, and this will be, I believe this is starting Saturday on the Clias Double Field stage. It's the Moon Gypsies.
Yes, Robert J.
Robert J. is coming back to Madison.
Yay, Robert J.
We're going to play his latest single here
Excellent.
In just a couple of minutes.
And that's Robert J., Gaines and Wagner, and Moro Magellan basically make up that band. That's a superstar band.
That
right
is
there.
Definitely a superstar band.
Atwood Fest is all superstars, you know? That's what Atwood Fest is all about. We roll out the red carpet for him, too. Let's do the Mambo Cardinal. Tony Castaneda on Max Inc. Radio. Bar Notes is coming up soon. We'll be right back.
And you're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
I'm a vintage guitar in an alligator case, left down in basement, underneath the staircase. start. Who knows where I'd be? So now I'm singing for a living, while I'm little from the factory. I'm a 57 Chevy. Oh, come on and take a ride with me. It is right, right, right.
Chevy, that's Robert J. on Max Inc. Radio and Civic Media. We are local music. Make sure you get the Civic Media app on your phone. It's really groovy. Hey, we're going to talk with Frank Martin Bush, and we're going to find out who the names are. That's coming up here in just a couple of minutes. It's Max Inc. Radio.
Hi, I'm Beth Killey, and you are listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Slowly, and you whisper in my ear. I feel your hand upon my back, and your lips are in my ear. You don't mean anything by it, but I can hardly breathe. I play it cool, I smile and nod, but all that I can fake. So why won't you let me love you? 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 Oh. All the things I'd do if I could only make you mine. Chisel off your rock, reveal the work of art inside. Run my fingers over you until you came to life. Force the air into your lungs and set your soul on fire. Why won't you let me love you? 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 Sometimes I think I can see a crack in your facade. A moment
solitary slip shows me truly what you want. Is it wishful thinking, love, that you might feel the same? Or do you ever whisper when you watch me walk away? Why won't you let me love you? Why won't you let me love you? Why won't you let me love you? Why won't you let me love you?
You're listening to Max Inc. Radio, original local music from Wisconsin. Now, it's time for Bar Notes with Terry Barr, your weekly report of what's happening in the Wisconsin music scene. Sponsored by the Ethical Trade Company in Madison, Goods for a Better World. Find them online at ethicaltrade.co.
There it is, Jimmy K. Thanks. I'm Terry Barr. Yes, here are your bar notes. Okay, we're going to start in Milwaukee tonight. Have you heard about this? An application has been submitted to the city. They want to rename a park, which is located at 30th and West Cocker Place, if you know Milwaukee. Do you know this name? Alwin Lopez Giroux Park. That would be yes. Al Giroux, the late jazz artist and Milwaukee native. He earned 6 Grammy Awards during his 6-decade career. Now, there's also a mural underway right now. If you drive around this area, a bunch of volunteers are doing it. It's on the south fence wall. It already is honoring Giroux. Local artist Tia Richardson handling the design of the work. This effort is already receiving the support of 7th District Alderman Khalif Rainey. He wrote to the Citizens Advisory Committee, I think naming this park in his memory is the step toward honoring his legacy and his memory. Volunteers, Richardson, way to go. And we'll keep you updated on what happens once this gets to City Council. Note two, and this is kind of shining a little bit on the Capital City Theater and the Overture Center. Yes, bigger places in the Madison area, but both are celebrating 10 years of Find Your Light. This is happening at the Overture Center August 5th this year. And basically what they're doing is they have a musical theater training program. So they're celebrating more than 10 years of trying to cultivate talent all throughout the greater Madison area. They're extending in a showcase featuring all the honored alumni, guest artists, dedicated instructors. And they're saying, please come on out and support it, but you can learn a whole lot more about it at overture.org. Finally, this is a little public service announcement from your bar notes. We want you to give blood. Yeah, Civic Media is behind this incredible challenge to give blood. The summer is brutal on blood donations, and often the summertime is when more blood donations are needed. So everybody, including our Max Inc. radio show, is being challenged to challenge you to get out and give blood whenever you might be able to. You can find all the details at civicmedia.us/donateblood. And the cool thing, there could be prizes in it for you, including things like concert tickets, Brewers tickets, maybe some swag. So go check it out, give blood, and join us in the challenge. It's going to be amazing. All right. Max Inc. Radio, I'm Terry Barr with your bar notes.
Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Do you enjoy shopping for handcrafted products? Do you believe in making the world a better place? You will love Ethical Trade Co. Browse for goods from around the globe, knowing by purchasing fair trade products, you are supporting the artists' economic independence. Shop online anytime at ethicaltradeco.com or in person Fridays and Saturdays at 3565 Tulane Avenue across from Schenck Elementary in Madison. Ethical Trade Co.com. Goods for a better world.
Civic Media and Mad Radio 92.7 join Max Inc. Radio in sponsoring Atwood Fest 2023, presented by Lake Ridge Bank. Rock the block on Madison's East Side, July 29th and 30th. Three stages, 30 bands, local crafts and food, and your favorite Wisconsin beers. For the full band lineup, visit AtwoodFest.com. Rock the block with Atwood Fest, July 29th and 30th. It's Atwood Fest 2023.
Tired of hearing the same top 40 songs over and over and over and over? Try and some over local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Let's meet at the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, handcrafted in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. Enjoy lunch or dinner on the patio with live music and good times. The Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, 132 Market Street, and online at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Today's Random Thought brought to you by Aaron Weber Group. Cows. That's the thought. Cows. You probably thought it was going to be about how the Aaron Weber Group can get you the best price when buying or selling, with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. Virtual or in-person meetings, too. Do you ever wonder if cows think about where they move to? Cows trust movetomadison.com, and so can you. Brought to you by the heifer of all First Webers, the Aaron Weber Group. Movetomadison.com. Really, there's no bull here.
You are listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night on Civic Media, we're going to talk with Frank Martin Bush in just a couple of minutes. But right now, home is anywhere you go on Max Inc. Radio.
Not a port in the storm. She's the ocean in the morn. She's the wave that's carried me away. She's the sky late at night, both dark and shining bright, with a moon to help guide the way. She's the strength in the sway, magic in the way that a tree bends but doesn't break in the breeze. She's the rock on which I have built, the life in which I live. She's the heart and soul of the family. Still lying next to me, hard to tell if it's real or just a dream. It's a gift, this I know, and I won't forget to show. Best way to give thanks is down on one knee. Time is all that we have. So I pray the Lord.
ever known.
Max Inc. Radio and Civic Media. We are local music with Frank Martin Bush. That's brand new stuff.
Oh.
So good. So good.
Yeah.
And it's so good. We had to bring the man himself
yes.
on the air to talk about Frank Martin and the names.
Yeah, Frank Martin Bush and the names. Yeah. Oh, we need this explanation. Hi, Frank.
Hi, how are you doing?
Oh, it's so great to be able to talk to you. Before we really get into the interview, that song, brand new. Tell us about the song. Is there a story behind it?
That's the kind of song you write when you're sleeping on the couch, you know?
Oh, no!
You were sleeping on the couch when you wrote the song?
Relationships are tough, and you get in arguments. And
yes.
You get some space and some perspective, and you're like, man, I gotta find a way to, you know, let them know how much that mean to me and whatnot. So you write them a song to let them know. It's just part of the human condition of, you know, making up.
Did the hound dog join you on the couch?
I have Floyd. Yeah, he's by my side anywhere I am.
Belly rubs Floyd.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. Oh, Frank, thank you for telling us about the song, because that's personal. And, you know, some people don't want to share that, but it hits. I think anybody that was listening to it, it hits you and it feels like something. So thanks. Hey, tell us how you've been, what you've been doing. You know, I'm going to ask you about Wheelhouse, of course, because that's how I got to know you. But you go back into the music scene here. And so we want to kind of go backwards before we go forward. So tell us about Frank Martin Bush and what you've been doing to get you here.
Oh, man, where it started?
Yeah.
Many, like 20-some years ago, Mighty Short Bus was a thing. You know, I played a show on Sun last week in Darlington with the name. And this guy came up. He's like, yeah, I remember seeing you at the drive-in in 2001.
Oh.
I'm like, was it July 21st, 2001? Because that was the first show ever.
Oh.
He's like, yeah, it was. Like, that was like literally my first show. This guy was there.
Wow.
So that's how it started. Like, I was in college, and me and my buddy played guitar together. Like, we want to do one show before we graduate. We went to the music store. We hired a couple guys to play with us. My roommate worked at the drive-in. We got us a show there. We played one show, and I was, like, addicted. I didn't ever want to stop.
Did you play music before that? Were you like a guitar player in like high school? You played sports too.
Yeah, no, I didn't play anything until like I played saxophone like grade school, and then my roommate freshman year, this kid that I got paired with, you know, randomly had a guitar. I'm like, you know, I'll teach you to play a chord or two.
That's incredible.
So I was like 18, 19 years old before I actually started playing guitar.
You know, Frank Martin Bush is Cuba City's finest. They still like to claim him as their own. I know the rest of your family's around the area, but ours.
I love that part of it. In fact, I'm going camping soon at Nelson Dewey State Park over in Cassville.
Oh, yeah. Right. Get down there in the Driftless. Lots of pretty views.
Yes. Did you grow up on a farm, Frank?
I did, yeah. I was milking cows since I was
how
born.
Much,
yeah, until I came.
How much of an influence on the music comes from that farm upbringing?
Mm. You know, man, like, growing up, I didn't listen to country music because my dad was a big band leader. So, like, he was running the stereo in the milking parlor. So, we listened to a lot of like big band music or WEZE or whatever, easy listening. It wasn't until I got older and like started listening to like the blues that I really got into music. I mean, it was the 80s, so I listened to like 80s pop, but it wasn't until I started listening to blues that I was like, I want to do this, you know? So, I was more of a blues guy than I was a country guy, to be honest with you.
Wow.
They're kind of the same, though. I mean, as far as the structure of the music, in a way.
Yeah, well, the simplicity of it, that's for sure. But
right.
Like,
and the storytelling.
Songwriting storytelling, songwriting, things like that. Like, I got big into songwriting and storytelling the last 20 years or whatever, trying to hone the craft, as they say.
Well, your story writing, it's incredible. And I know you have a ton of stories probably hidden away that are just waiting to be made into songs. But you go ahead.
No, we've been writing a lot, like, lately. Wheelhouse is still a thing. It's still happening.
Yep.
You know, we do, you know, a lot less shows. We're more selective. But I go out on the road with my solo band, and, like, we do whatever I want because I'm a solo band. So on the way home, I'm like, we're going to write a song. And then everybody's like, oh, okay.
That's cool.
So we just write songs in the air. Like, let's start with a topic, and then we'll, you know, just write and bounce ideas off of each other. And, you know, two or three car rides later, you got a new song. So we've been doing a lot of that, and we've got a whole other record ready to go. We released that one a year ago, and we've got another one that's half recorded.
and the rest of the songs are all done. So we're ready to like just churn out music.
That's awesome. We're ready to play the new music here on Max Inc. Radio.
Absolutely.
Frank Martin.
We're going to release a song in a few weeks and then one a month, I think. We're just going to release singles for the next year or two.
Oh, good.
Just we've got all the songs.
Good.
So maxincradio@gmail.com.
Wow, we're going to be hearing from Frank often.
Well, you'll get everyone. Man.
I know where Frank lives, so I'll go knock on his door.
Frank, tell us about the name.
Yeah, I'm so curious. I want to say, I'm sorry, Jimmy K. I want to say Frank Martin Bush, Frank Bush, as we know him, he has made his own name. So is that where the Names then comes in as your band, The Names?
No, you know, in the beginning, so I knew that Wheelhouse was going to start slowing down soon. Like, I could just tell. Hmm. And so I wanted to start a side project because I still wanted to keep going. I just knew that we weren't going to do as much. And I wanted to start, like, now. So I took our bass player from Wheelhouse, Christian West, and he played electric. And then I got Denzel from Armchair Boogie. And we started playing like a residency up in the Dells. And every night I would change the name of the band. I'd be like, oh, I'm sorry. It's our first show, you know. Because we only had like two or three rehearsals. And we started playing like immediately. And it was a little rough, you know, in the beginning. But that's just how I do things. Like I jump in head first and I'll learn along the way. I'd never played lead guitar before. I'm like, well, whatever. We'll figure it out. Let's do it, you know? So I was changing the name of the band every show. It was just kind of an ode to,
I love that.
To like, you know, that.
That is so cool.
We still come up with new names every night, but, you know, I call them the names. We've got a like steady band of guys now, and girls. We've got Rin Ribble playing the fiddle.
Oh, she's
and it's really
fabulous.
Solid.
Yeah.
She's great. You know, yeah. Christian's on the bass. And then we got Pablo Chulavera, the guy from Argentina, on the drums, and we're like, like there's a lot of love in the band. Like we all really, really care for each other. So it's pretty solid.
You know we're going to get to see that soon, right?
I can't wait to share it with you.
So I'm looking at your Facebook page, and I noticed that you guys have like a nickname, basically. Frank Martin Bush and the Names. It comes out to Fembatten.
Whoa. Yeah, it's F-M-B-A-T-N.
F-M-B-A-T-N. Wow.
Fembatten. For a while, we were using a bat as our logo because it was in our acronym. But
oh my gosh!
Well, you guys,
we also like
you guys are playing a ton of shows. I see coming up all the way through July. But the one I'm most excited about,
this is what I was going to say,
Atwood Fest. Yay! You're playing at the Atwood Luther Fest. Allison stage on Sunday, July 30th. Or it's Saturday, July 29th.
Come on, rocker.
I know. tell us about this show. What are you guys, what kind of band are you bringing to the big stage there? And, you know, what do you got planned for us?
Well, the band is solid these days. Like I said, I got Pablo on drums. He's a real great, like, you know, from Argentina. He's got great world feel. And then Christian on bass and Rin on fiddle and me playing electric. A lot of big harmonies. We love to sing together, like the three of us. Love the big harmonies. And Rin's a great fiddle player, and I'm a fairly mediocre electric lead guitar player. So, like, we bring it all together. We call ourselves world-class mediocre country music.
Oh, no.
Really the stuff we do
I'm writing
tight,
that down
solid.
For social media.
You must play in the biggest small towns.
We do. I got to put that as a secondary tagline. I appreciate it. I'm going to use that. But, no, like, we play simple country music, you know, songs we've written, some, but not like radio country, which is, no offense, just got awful.
Right.
You know,
none taken.
That's a funny thing, like the loathing of country music to upon itself. But the stuff that is on the radio isn't really actually, it's just pop music.
It is. Yeah. I agree with you.
So we're like kind of like that anti-country, you know, alternative, red dirt, you know, singer-songwriter, but with a lot of attitude and a lot of harmony and a lot of, you know, screaming fiddle leads.
And back to telling stories from Frank.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Absolutely.
So we got Atwood Fest coming up here. That's July 29th and 30th. What other big shows are on the calendar for you, Frank? What are you excited about?
Well, I don't want to deter people from going to Atwood Fest. We haven't played a bunch in Madison, and then all of a sudden at the end of this month, it's like, bam, 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 Madison. Yeah. But that's all right, because I think we've been catching a little bit of momentum, and we're going to bring a good crowd to every single show we do. So at the Eastside Club, 27th, and then the 29th, obviously, by Atwood Fest. And the next day, my home church, St. Denis, we were playing that St. Denis Fest, which is back this year in a big way.
Oh, nice.
And then we're up at Lambeau Field in August.
Ooh, that's a big one. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, not Lambeau, at Titletown.
Yes, Titletown, but that's where all the fans hang out ahead of time.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, so we do a bunch of stuff up there.
The They'll roll out the red carpet. Hey, Frank, thank you so much for your time today. We can't wait to see you at Atwood Fest, and congratulations on the new music. And I hope you find I hope we find a name that will stick with the names.
You know, I wonder if we ever will. I think we, or it's just the name. We'll figure it out.
It's like having a dog without a name, you know?
Oh, jeez.
Dude, you had to write a song, a country song.
Oh, no.
About your band not having a name because you lost something.
Something with the dog.
Because it ran away with my dog.
Yes, there we go. Okay.
It's called a band Dog.
Dog.
I only miss the dog and the truck.
Oh, no. Right now, you know what he's thinking? He's like, I'm glad they don't ride in the van with me and try to write a song with me because that would go really poorly.
You're always welcome.
Hey, Frank.
Always welcome.
We love you, Frank.
Thank you, Frank. Appreciate you.
Love you. Talk to you guys soon. Bye.
Talk to you. Frank Bush on Max Inc. Radio. Frank Martin Bush on Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music. Thanks to Frank for coming in tonight. We really appreciate you. It was great to hear from you. Some more music that will be heard at Atwood Fest. It's Kyle Megna and the Monsoons, Lost in My Head on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Hey, Porky's Groove Machine is going to visit the show soon. It's time to dance. Get the bananas ready.
Liberty is not far from me. I lost in my head.
For the people.
When you look to the sky, do you see an knowing eye, or is it darkness far beyond your reach? You say you can see the end, you're just waiting to ascend. All the violence wrought while you were on your knees. Oh, you call me a sinner on the steps of my front door. I wonder, have you never heard of irony before? 'Cause if your man is true and he loves you more, tell me, why does he keep taking you to war? Why does he keep taking you to war? Deception. How do you hold yourself so high above the brimstone and the flame and the cruelty in his name? Tell me, how is that a thing you can call love?
when you call me a sinner on the steps of my front door. I wonder, have you never heard of irony before? 'Cause if your man is true and he loves you more, tell me why does he keep taking you to war? Why does he keep taking you?
Radio. Radio for the people.
Drive safely, Wisconsin. Highway workers are out on the road. Help them out. Slow down, stay focused, and eliminate distractions. Work zone safety. It's everyone's responsibility.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Oh, now wait until you pull up to the stop and go light. But when you do, go ahead and save the Civic Media station to one of your presets. The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, and also on the Civic Media app.